Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What are you doing to create a great team culture? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Let's get right to it today. Our topic is creating a great team culture. Now, I can imagine you're thinking, Rich, you sure are spending a lot of time on the team aspect of a business. I thought this podcast was going to cover three areas of business: making my business better, improving my team engagement, and improving the relationship with my customers. So why the heavy focus on team? Well, here's why. Because while there are many things we can work on to improve our businesses, things like our processes, our quality, our consistency, our product features, our service elements, our speed of delivery, our customer service system, or even our financial record keeping, none of these kinds of improvements will matter if you don't get your team dynamics right first. Don't get me wrong. If you're a one-man show, a solopreneur who's just starting your business, or you've decided to go it alone, then your focus should be on the processes and details of your business. Because you can control the interaction with your customers, because it's with you, then you can put the majority of your effort into making the mechanics of your business work better. But if you've grown your business to a point where you're relying on others to serve your customers, by the way, I believe this is the true measure of having a, quote, business, then you probably need to spend two-thirds of your time making your business the best place that anyone could want to work. And to do that, you've got to work on the kinds of things we've been covering in this podcast. Things like your vision, your hiring processes, your purpose, how you onboard people, setting performance standards, developing your compensation and rewards programs, building out your organization structure, creating a profit-sharing program, and defining the roles and responsibilities for your team members. Essentially, a business is a team of people who work together to serve a customer. And in serving their customer, they do it in a way that creates loyalty and enthusiasm, and they're efficient to the point of being able to make a profit on their products or services. Simply put, a business is all about the people who work in the business. Now, I know there are exceptions to this. You may have a technology business where it doesn't require heavy emphasis on the people side of the business. It's more driven by having the best or most innovative technology or gadget. But behind the scenes, even these companies rise or fall based on how well they treat their team members. Don't believe me? Just look at what happened when Elon Musk said he was going to buy Twitter. Who would have thought that Twitter was a people company? Most of us thought it was simply an app on our phone, the technology that allowed us to create and share short, punchy quips to our families, friends, and followers. But it turns out there are people behind the app. They all have needs, wants, desires, feelings, and hopes for the company. And when Elon Musk said he was going to swoop in and buy it and make some major changes in how the app worked, many of the team got upset. Now, I'm not here to take sides on whether it's a good decision or not, but I will take sides on the idea that even a highly technical company will be driven up or down based on how well the team is cared for. Sorry for the soapbox rant, but I just felt the need to make the point that these topics we are covering that are focused on your team, your people, are perhaps the most important aspects of your business, and you must get them right. If you miss the mark here, all the other changes or improvements you make in your business are going to be like pushing a large boulder up a hill. It's going to be very hard. It's going to take far too much energy. And the moment you take your focus off the boulder, it's going to roll right back down where you started. And no one wants improving your business to be that hard. So we focus 2/3 of our effort on getting the team culture right. Now, you may be thinking, so just what is culture? Well, the textbook definition is that culture is the umbrella term that encompasses the social behaviors, institutions, and norms found in human societies. As we are using the terms here, I'm thinking of the human society as being your business. So by definition, your culture is the collective influence of the knowledge, belief, laws, norms, customs, capabilities, and habits of the individuals in your society or in your business. Think about that for a minute. The culture of your business is defined by all these individual team or people-related decisions you make. The very decisions that we've been discussing on this podcast, your vision, your hiring processes, your purpose, your onboarding process, your performance standards, your compensation and rewards programs, the design of your organization structure, your profit sharing program, and how you define the roles and responsibilities of your team members. The collective impact of these individual decisions results in your culture. Yet I've had many business owners tell me that they can't influence culture. Or they suggest that the outside culture is too strong, and as a result, they can't find people who are willing to show up for work, or they aren't willing to work hard, or they have no loyalty anymore. I think these are simply bad excuses. They are bad excuses made by business owners who aren't willing to step up and do the hard work necessary to create a culture that's so different, so unique, that people want to come to work at their company. But it can be done. And if you want to have a business that's solid, profitable, and sustainable, just like we declare in the purpose of this podcast, you've got to be willing to focus your attention and dedicate your time to building a great team culture. I've seen it happen many times before. I've been part of companies that made the decision to create a great team culture. And in every case, it changes the trajectory of the business in a significant way. I recall when I joined Pella Corporation as their vice president of human resources many years ago. Pella had always been a great company with a great culture, but we wanted to grow the business like never before and serve customers that we had never served before. And we knew that meant we needed to attract the kinds of people to join our team that we had never attracted before. So we made a concerted effort to focus on our culture and make many of the changes I've been sharing in these podcasts. We recast our vision. We reset our performance standards. We changed our hiring process. We improved our onboarding process. We redesigned our compensation and rewards programs. And we doubled down on our profit sharing program. We introduced Kaizen, rapid continuous improvement methods, into our factories. We got everyone involved in making our processes better, and we became very transparent with our business and financial results. As a result, Pella Corporation became one of only a handful of manufacturing companies to be recognized on Fortune Magazine's 100 Best Places to Work. And we stayed on the list for 7 consecutive years. And as you can imagine, every newly graduated manufacturing engineer, every manufacturing designer, every marketer, every customer service representative, every administrative assistant wanted to work for us. We didn't have to do much recruiting. We were overwhelmed with resumes of people wanting to join the Pella team. And as a result, we grew like never before, building new manufacturing plants across the country, and acquiring several related businesses along the way. The growth at Pella was led by our team culture. And more recently, I've been helping business owners in a wide variety of industries do the very same thing. Let me share one particularly exciting example with you. A husband and wife team started a residential plumbing company with just the two of them and one other plumbing tech that they had come to know well. But they didn't plan to stay small. They had a big vision for what they wanted their business to be. As the years went by, they worked tirelessly on building their business and improving their team culture. They treated plumbers like no other plumbing company in the area. And while it was very difficult to find good plumbers, they always had a number of qualified candidates to choose from because they wanted to work for them on their team. They designed a compensation and rewards program that created incentives for customer satisfaction, high quality, extreme efficiency, and teamwork. And as a result, they got what they hoped for. Great customer reviews, very low callbacks, full schedules with little idle time, and a team that was all pulling in the same direction. Fast forward 12 years or so, with 60 plus people on the team, 35 or so trucks on the road, and thousands of five-star reviews online, a large corporate organization made them an offer they couldn't refuse, and they invited the husband and wife team to help them establish hundreds of plumbing franchise units across the country using their business model as the primary template. What a win! I'm so proud of them. They put their heart and soul into building a team culture that was solid, profitable, and sustainable. And today they're reaping the rewards of what they've sown. So how about you? Have you listened to the previous podcast episodes that outline the specific topics that make up your team culture? Have you begun to take the necessary steps to make these changes in your business? If not, what are you waiting for? What excuse are you hiding behind? Don't hide behind the culture of the world around us. Put in the effort necessary to create the culture you want and your customers deserve. So if you're serious about building a business that's solid, profitable, and sustainable, here's your homework assignment for this week. Set some time aside to re-listen to the previous podcast episodes on vision, hiring, onboarding, performance standards, compensation, profit sharing, organization structure, and position agreements. Then take one idea from each episode and begin to implement it into your business. Don't try to change everything at once. Just take one step at a time. But don't stand still either. Listening and knowing is good, but only if you follow it with action. If you have specific questions about beginning the journey to a great team culture, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you get started so you can truly build your business to be solid, profitable, and sustainable. Last point, and if I could, I would make this a demand, not just simply an ask. Share this podcast with two or three of your business owner colleagues. This is a critical topic for every business owner, and getting this right may be the difference between success and failure. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss creative customer engagement. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would just like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.